Well, Bob, let's begin with the story about the National Guard. Since the pandemic began, they've been helping in different ways related to serving people because of the pandemic, and now they're being redeployed. What can you tell us?
There's been a lot going on the Texas border, obviously, over the last few months, and we've got several things colliding. So the governor has stepped up the National Guard's efforts on border security issues, particularly in the Rio Grande Valley, and ordered them to begin making state arrests on migrants that they find trespassing, for example, then also ordering the National Guard to begin help the governor's plans to build more of the border wall down there. And so as a result of that, the last 30 National Guard soldiers that had been in El Paso helping El Pasoans Fighting Hunger Food Bank pass out food to those in need were pulled out of El Paso this week. That caused the food bank to close one of its remaining mega pantries, as they refer to it, which are these large distribution centers for food, and it's created a lot of uncertainty around what's going to happen to keep feeding El Pasoans. Even though we've seen economic recovery, the demands on the food bank are much, much higher than they were 2 years ago, and there's real concern about being able to feed these folks. And in the meantime, it's created some backlash in some circles against Abbott for pulling people off of a mission to feed the hungry for what some view as a political stunt on the border. So it's been quite a controversial decision.
And now we have some new folks coming in to El Paso to be housed on Fort Bliss from Afghanistan. How's that effort going so far?
Yeah, and it's worth noting that they're actually going to Doñana County, the part of Fort Bliss that's in southern New Mexico, in an area called the Doñana housing area. So they're landing at Biggs Airfield and then being taken to these new facilities that are being stood up in Doñana County. Now, it's hard to get a count right now of how many have arrived. We do know from Representative Escobar that on Saturday, the first day, about 650 Afghans were brought in. Renee Klajic, our reporter who's covering this, broke the news earlier this week that the Pentagon is now saying that they plan to bring in 50,000 Afghan refugees, mainly people who worked for the U.S. government during the war and their families, to these military bases. Fort Bliss is one of the largest housing areas they're using for them. So they're going to have 50,000 instead of the 25,000 that they had estimated previously.
UTEP graduates leaving El Paso because of a lack of good-paying jobs. It's a story told across this region.
One of the unique things about UTEP is that El Paso is pretty much a closed education loop that, you know, kids go to school, graduate, then they go to UTEP. While they're in school, they're generally taught by teachers who are UTEP graduates themselves. So this is a unique situation here. And one of the things that's happening here, and as you kind of indicate, it happens a lot of places, but it's really more pronounced here, is that many UTEP graduates who would like to stay in the community for family reasons or for comfort reasons or whatever else it may be, wind up leaving because of economic issues, that there just aren't enough good-paying jobs in El Paso. And Joelle Jackson, who's our higher education reporter, talked to a number of these graduates about why they left, and it really came back to money and finding a good job. And as we researched the issues, one of the things that she discovered was that the average weekly wage in El Paso is about two-thirds the national and state average, which is a huge gap, and people can make a lot more money if they leave town. And obviously this just doesn't apply just to college graduates. There are a lot of people with technical skills in El Paso that we lose every year for the same reason. So it's part of this ongoing conversation I think we need to have in El Paso about what we can do to adjust the wage structure so that people can feel comfortable that they could raise a family here and be economically successful.
Find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thank you for the update.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.